Welcome to the Be Happy Now show. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. I'm Claudia Sam. If you know that you're here for a bigger reason, this is the place to be. Together, we ditch the self-care guilt and quit the go, go, go with less fear and more trust. Tune in to living life in alignment with your full potential. The Be Happy Now show starts now. Hello and welcome. Oh, this is 2022. So exciting. We are starting the year with an episode on should I defend myself or walk away? In this Be Happy Now show, you will learn to remain your truest self when a conflict arises so that you can stand in your power and not given away by being in a convincing, defending, or proving energy. My name is Claudia Sam. I'm your soul connection coach, and I support driven, ambitious happiness seekers who know deep down that they're here for a bigger reason, but somehow they might not be feeling the happiest that they can be. So I support them using my tune in method. And so if you want to learn how to be your own inner guide and flex your soul connection muscle, go to ClaudiaSamCoaching.com. There are a bunch of free resources. You can meditate with me and you can join my paid and free offerings. And I'd be so excited to get to meet you. All right. What's in this Be Happy Now show episode? You will learn to let go of the need to be right. Yeah. And to stand in your power in times where it kind of gets like chaotic. A client of mine asked me, when people say hurtful things, are they saying it to get a reaction? Should I defend myself or walk away? We're going to answer that question. We're going to look at that. And I'm going to share an analogy I've started to use about the boxing ring and how you get to choose whether you meet the boxer, the fighter in the boxing ring to fight back, or if you choose to observe them in their trigger without judgment. We are going to also address, is the person on the other end of the discussion wanting to pick a fight? Like, is this their coping mechanism? How to detach yourself from other people's triggers and fears and doubts and worries because they're not yours. I'm going to ask you how often you manage your emotions. And I'm also going to share the analogy of an erupting volcano and how people managing their emotions might just be allowing the population around them to not get burnt. And to close us off, you will learn 4 steps to setting boundaries from a loving and understanding place. I'm so excited to get started because I actually had the concept of this show because of a personal story of, you know how some, I don't know about you, but sometimes it feels like I'm entering family fighting championships. It can sometimes feel like we're on the Maury Povich show in a family gathering, especially after holidays. I'd love to know how it was for you. And since a client of mine asked me this question, we're going to dive into this. Should you defend yourself or walk away from someone wanting to prove something or convince you of their point of view? This is where we get to learn to let go of the need to be right. Because if one person wants to be right and the other person wants to be right, it just doesn't work. There's no harmony at all. So what I'm inviting here as an analogy is the one of the boxing ring. So the boxer, the fighter is, can we say the boxer? Anyway, the fighter is the person wanting to fight, or it seems like in our mind, it seems like they're wanting to fight. So perhaps it's someone in your environment that is kind of looking for a reaction, or they're wanting you to come in and engage with them. When you defend or prove or convince or push your point of view, you are now deciding, okay, I'm going to fight. You are entering the boxing ring. You're really saying that. All right, let's do it. Let's get ready to rumble. Dun, 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 dun. Okay. So when you're entering the boxing ring, you're saying you're wrong and I'm right. Or one of us will win this argument. instead of observing and separating yourself from the energy of the fight, of the boxing ring itself. This doesn't mean to avoid or to ignore or to walk away from a situation, because that would be dismissive and it would not be honest or respectful of any party here. It wouldn't serve anyone. What my invitation for you here is to recognize that you get to choose how you wish to respond. You wish to make a conscious choice to see that the person in front of you might be in the boxing ring. So next time you're with someone who's either wanting to prove or convince or judge you or take you into an argument, they're wanting to be right. Are you willing to notice that? Are you willing to go, okay, they might be in a boxing ring, without like telling them, hey, I think you're wanting to fight with me, without saying that, because not everyone is open to going deeper in the consciousness layers of what's happening right there. But you get to be the person who sees that this is happening. And you get to consciously make a choice. We're going to go deeper into that. But before we go there, I want to invite you to take a second to take a deep breath in and out to make that decision of what you're going to say, of how you will respond. Because oftentimes we think, we are conditioned to think that we need to respond right away, that we need to act fast, that otherwise the silence is going to be really uncomfortable for everyone around. But it would be in service of you. It would be an act of love towards your being to go. And in that moment, you can shift from feeling the trigger of the other person and thinking you need to fight to just disengaging. Because every person who's entering the boxing ring, metaphorically speaking, here's this. There's three things that I've evaluated as what's going on. And it's not the only things. It's not the only things happening, but this is my evaluation. And please take what resonates with you and leave out the rest. Every person who might seem like they want you to fight back, every person who seems like they're entering the boxing ring, they're either triggered, and they don't always know that they're triggered. They might be feeling an emotion themselves that they're unable to pinpoint. The emotional intelligence level of our society is not that high. We are all learning to grow more and more intelligent and knowing of what our emotional state is. So we can't blame the person wanting to fight because they're not in the know of what they're actually feeling. So they might be either triggered and they don't know what it's about. They can be feeling an emotion that they're unable to put the finger on. And they might lack the ability to communicate what they need and want for themselves and from others. I'm going to say that again. They might be lacking the ability to communicate what they need and what they want for themselves and from others. Which brings me to answer this. Is the person on the other end of the discussion wanting to pick a fight? Like, are they really wanting that? Is that their coping mechanism? And my answer is, we don't know. It depends on the person. It depends on how much we know them. But really, we're not inside their head. We don't know. What matters is what we want to believe of it. And what matters is our experience of this whole thing. Okay? What matters is our experience of the whole thing. Should I defend myself, or should I walk away, or should I be an observer? It doesn't matter what they want. I'm going to rephrase. It doesn't matter if they are wanting to pick a fight or if this is their coping mechanism, because we don't know. We especially don't know if they don't communicate to us what they want and what they need. So my invitation here for you, the next time you might feel yourself in this situation, is to let them have their experience and to make your experience a different one. So that when they might be saying, okay, I want to fight, come into the fighting ring. I want to fight. Can you allow yourself to see that as, oh, that's their experience. That's what they want. But I don't want to engage in this. I don't want this to be my experience, right? I'm not saying that you are separate than them, because that's not what it is at all. That's not what it is at all. What I'm saying is that it's your choice to make this experience mean something about you or not. It's your choice to make their actions mean something about you or not. For example, if the person is being harsh or mean at you, or it seems like they're being, yeah, judgy and mean. Are you choosing to make this mean that you're unworthy, that you're not talented, that you're not a good person? You can only control your own experience, is what I'm getting to, which means separating yourself from other people's fears, from other people's worries, other people's actions and beliefs, because they're not yours. You're listening to the Be Happy Now show with your Soul Connection coach, Claudia Sam. And now we're entering our segment about other people's triggers, fears, doubts, worries, and how they're not yours. Because as we were just saying, you can only control your own experience, which means you can detach yourself from making their experience mean something about you. In our North American society, we weren't all taught from a young age that emotions are safe, right? And still today, I see people of all ages who apologize for expressing their emotions and who feel super uncomfortable when they feel something. Have you been around these people where they're going to cry and they're going to apologize? Or maybe you're one of those people, and that's fine. I'm not here to judge or point fingers. There's not a better or wrong way to handle emotions right now. What I want to bring to the surface is, like, is this? It's like an erupting volcano. When you keep something inside for too long, you explode with emotions, with anger, with projectiles of emotions, with other people around you who didn't ask to get burnt. In a family feud, for example, anger can hide a primary emotion of being hurt, of being disappointed, of feeling unimportant, of feeling pushed aside. And so many people aren't even honest about what they're feeling because they just don't know what they're feeling. They don't know how to access that. I've asked some of my family members over the holidays, how does that make you feel? And it's easy to say, I'm angry, because that's what we feel. And when we take a step back, we're able to notice that there's actually something underneath that. And when we're willing to see it, oh, it's such a relief, because then we can start communicating at that layer of, this is how it really makes me feel. It might make the person feel, like I said, unimportant, disappointed, pushed aside, rejected, judged. When we are not honest with what we're feeling, it's like if we're that volcano where we erupt. This is the same thing with the boxing ring analogy. You enter the boxing ring when the only thing you know how to do is to fight back, it's to convince, it's to prove. And the thing here is to let them fight on their own. And my suggestion for you, the invitation here is, are you willing to be by their side for when and if they want to be supported? Can you be by their side on the side of the boxing ring for when or if they are willing and ready to be supported? For example, in this time of a pandemic, there's so much fear. There's so many people taking sides and separating humanity because everyone seems to want to prove their point. It's like if we've stepped out of who we are as a soul, as a heart being, and it seems to be all fear and not love at all. And sometimes those emotions are not managed respectfully for everyone. And so everyone is entering the boxing ring. And what I'm here to invite you to remember is that you have the power to choose whether you get into that boxing ring, whether you engage or fight, or whether you don't. I'm hoping that this is making sense and that you can relate to this, which brings me to talk about setting boundaries. I'm also, if I have time, I'm going to talk about what happens if we make a choice and it just doesn't work. The person seems to be even more triggered, or it just doesn't work. Setting boundaries doesn't work. Our observing doesn't work. Our not engaging doesn't work. I'm going to quickly touch on that too. First, I want to invite the idea of setting boundaries from a loving and understanding place. There's four steps to setting those boundaries of you making a decision for yourself. That's what setting boundaries is about. Respecting who you are, respecting your values, respecting up until what point are you willing to go in order to be happy and to respect yourself. The step number one to setting boundaries from a loving and understanding place is to acknowledge that the emotion of the person you're engaging with, who might be in that boxing ring, their emotions are valid. And within yourself, you can just acknowledge that. You don't have to say it out loud. You could just feel it in your body, like, all right, you know, their emotions are valid, like my emotions are valid. And try not to judge them, because that's where it could get a little bit separating and distancing from I'm still right and I'm just not going to say it out loud kind of point of view. And that's not the place we want to go to. So we're trying to just have an acknowledgement, an awareness that, all right, their emotions are valid. I'm holding space for them, and I'm holding space for my boundaries and for my values as well, in a I'm trying not to judge way. And sometimes, just quickly about judgment, when we feel like, well, judgment is there. I can't help myself. Judgment is there. Okay, well, can you use this affirmation? I'm working towards being more kind. I'm working towards judging less. Yeah. Okay, the second step in setting boundaries from a loving and understanding place would be to remember your values. Remember that line that you are setting for yourself. What are you willing to do? What are you willing to take on? And what are you not? So in a fight, when someone is coming at you and it seems like they're fighting, it seems like that's their defensive mechanism, and they're not being super nice. They're saying things that could make you want to defend yourself and prove that they're wrong, that you're not the way they're saying you are. Remember the truth of who you are. Remember that love. Remember that compassion. Remember that honest, respectful place inside of you that makes you you and that you know is true about you. And this is maybe something you can do prior to an argument, where you kind of go, okay, what am I willing to say yes to? You know, if someone asks too much of you, when will you say no? When will you say no and set your limit? If you want more info about this, and if you want to go deep dive and do a bigger work around what your soul values are, what you can say yes to and what you can say no to, what you're, you know, being able to really understand why you're here so that this work can be easier, then I invite you to check out tuneinmethod.com. And that will be all about the tune-in program, the one-on-one coaching program that I offer, so that you can be your most confident self. So when comes the time to setting loving boundaries and from an understanding place, first, I invite you to acknowledge that the other people's emotions are valid and try not to judge them. Secondly, I invite you to remember your values, your boundaries, what you're willing to do and take on and what you're not. The third step is telling that person what you want from them. Actually being clear about what you want. And sometimes that's the hard part, because you don't know what you want. But you might be like, I don't want to just receive this anger. And maybe that's where you start at. You're saying, I love you, and I'm just not willing to receive all this anger. So I would prefer if we would have this conversation another day. this is what you're wanting. You're saying, this isn't the energy I want to have this discussion in. So my suggestion is we just have it another day. That's what you're saying you want from them, for example. So that's the third step, telling them what you want from them. And the fourth step is, if your boundaries are not respected, then this is where you get to take action to distance yourself from that person in that moment. Doesn't mean for your whole life. It doesn't mean your relationship is over forever. You don't have to make this mean anything about you or about your relationship to them. But in that moment, sometimes it's important to step aside, because otherwise you might have entered the boxing ring. And, you know, if you choose to enter the boxing ring and the person thinks you're condescending or you're trying to come off as better than them, that's their experience of what you're sharing with them. But that doesn't create harmony. And you can't communicate your truth to someone who's not willing to see your true human heart. So sometimes in that moment, the frequency is just not the same. The vibration of being in the boxing ring has kind of that anger, fear, closed, narrow, negative vibration, instead of the observing vibration of abundance, of openness, of listening, of flow, of calm. So if we meet anger with anger, there is no harmony. But if we choose to remember that open, abundant, loving nature that we have, that we are, then we can, for the sake of both of you, both of us, is to separate yourself and go, okay, you in your mind, you can have your pity party, your tantrum, and we're going to have this discussion another time. Please don't say that, but that's kind of what it means. With respect, without judgment, right? This is where we get to add this bonus section about if your calm response seems to trigger the person even more, because it can happen. It can happen when you choose to separate yourself, to distance yourself, to step aside, to observe and to not engage and to not get into the boxing ring. When you make a choice to stay or to leave, I tend to stand strong in my boundaries. And so if someone's not hearing your request, if you're saying, I want to have this conversation another time, if they're not hearing your request, then I ask them what their request is. And then I tune in to see if I want to honor their request, because it's not just a one-way projectile conversation, right? So you know that you want to have the conversation another time. Well, can you ask them in response what their request is? And if they know what they want and they're able to communicate it, great. Then you can tune in and see if that's what you want to honor or not. Okay. Remember that you have a choice to honor your request as you have the choice to honor theirs. If you hurt their feelings, just know that that wasn't your intention, right? If you stand in your truth, if you stand in your alignment with your boundaries, with your loving truth, with your heart, without judgment, then know that you are standing in your truth and you are standing in your power. And so if their feelings are hurt, unfortunately, that's life. But remember that you can't be the reason for someone else to feel a certain way. Because in a situation like this, they might be triggered. And what you're doing is that at being yourself, you're being a light, you're being a flashlight. And what that does is that it can trigger them even more, because now it's like, oh, the mirror is turned towards them and they get to kind of feel what's going on inside of themselves. And they might be uncomfortable, but just know that it's not your fault. They get to have their own experience and you get to have your experience. What you make the experience mean about you is your choice. And what they make the experience mean about them is also their choice. Huh, you are such a bright light, and know that whatever choice you make in the moment is okay, and you can always course correct. Your intuition is there to guide you. And by listening to the Be Happy Now show, you are flexing your soul connection muscle to be your own inner guide, to be able to make those decisions in the moment. Remember, you get to make a choice. Every time someone interacts with you, you get to make a choice about setting your own boundaries, about standing in your power. You get to make a choice about who you want to be, who you want to be in times of conflict. And powerful affirmations can be, I choose to stand in my truth, and it's easy and joyful to do that. I am a powerful being in the kindest way possible. I stand in my truth, and I easily set boundaries with love. And try to have this calm energy within your body when you do this, so that you're acting from the heart, from your body wisdom, and not from your head. Because if you're operating from the head, then you enter the boxing ring. Thank you so much for listening. I'm inviting you to book a free exploratory call with me, no strings attached, if you're looking to make a change in your life and gain clarity on how to actually say yes to yourself without fail. Then this 20-minute heart-to-heart is for you. Just go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes. And I'll be excited to meet you, to kind of have like this, yeah, chat in front of the screen so that we can see each other, or just on the phone so that we can get to meet one another. I'm here to help you flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment. And if you're willing to believe in yourself, I believe in you too. Thank you so much for listening. Remember that you have it in you. You are such a powerful being in the way that whatever you set your mind to and your heart to, whatever vibration you wish to, whatever your fulfilled life is, whatever that vibration of your fulfilled life is at, you get to choose it. You get to take action in alignment with it. And I'm so excited to be by your side and to get to know you more. And I hope that I will hear from you and see you again. Thank you so much for being here. You've been listening to the Be Happy Now show with me, Claudia Sam. Flex your soul connection muscle and be your inner guide to fulfillment and purpose. Tune in live every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. You are worthy of being you and of connecting to what stops you from living the life you are meant to live. Access more soul connection coaching at ClaudiaSamCoaching.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.